Now, joining us from Thriving Southland are Sarah Thorne and Ainsley Adams regarding online tools that have got quite a few positives going for them. Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome.
Hello, Andy. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, Sarah, we'll start with you first. Just in general, over Thriving Southland and the catchment groups, how's everything been lately?
It's been good. I mean, people are busy. They're a wee bit behind on the farm with the weather and stuff. But the catchment groups have been running some really sort of lovely local events to keep people's spirits up and just help out, you know, at times like this. And we're working with lots of other organisations to help make that happen too.
Yeah, and that's the way it's been over the last couple of months, because that's just what's been required, really, isn't it, in a nutshell? It's just what the season's dictated needs to happen.
Yeah, it has been. It's been definitely a tough one. And I think I can kind of see that vibe flowing through to Christmas as well, that just people looking after each other. I mean, there's some beautiful wee events coming up, like our planting with Hedge Hope School at the Mabel Bush Hall, and a real practical planting days, and just bringing communities together and looking after each other.
Okay, Ainsley, we'll bring you in. We're talking about online tools today that can help you understand your land. Firstly, tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, so Andy, we started this project about 18 months ago. We had some keen catchment group members. We had quite a few discussions around runoff detainment bunds, wetlands, and also sediment traps, and how to manage your land to better look after the water quality in our catchment. Some of the questions that kept coming along were, oh yeah, real keen, know how to do that now, but where am I going to put it and how do I know where to put these sort of things? So we thought about it and we thought, hey, there's some really good information out there now. We've got some pretty cool mapping done around Southland. We've got the 1 metre LiDAR, which is really high resolution mapping down to 1 metre by 1 metre squared. So that means that decisions now can be made down to the paddock scale. Along with that, there's some really cool maps to do with soil quality, soil types, water quality, accumulations, flow pathways, all those sorts of bits and pieces. And we thought, hey, why don't we see if we can pull all this together and make some a useful resource that we can take this information and use it for something practical. So that's kind of where the mapping idea sort of came from.
Because technology is something embraced on farm these days. And like you say, being able to get a map, bring a map up and going within 1 metre of where you need to see, Sarah, it's quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And this Midoriti tool is really cool like that. So it's called, it's for the Winterstein catchment initially. The group would have loved to have done it for the whole of the Iriti, but they thought, we'll start small and practical. And it's just really visual and easy to use. So you can you find it on the Midoriti catchment group page on the Thriving Southland website, and you click on that little jelly bean bubble and you go into it, and it's got like photographs of your land, and you can zoom in, you can zoom out, you can put the contours on, off, you can see what's erodible. But there's these wee green raindrops and these little yellow triangles, and the raindrop says, this is where it'd be really cool to put a wetland. And the triangle is, this would be great to put like a sediment trap here or on a detainment bund. And as Andy said, we work with farmers. Along the way, they said to us, we'd like you to change this and do that. So it's really visual. You can print any bit of it anytime. And when you click on your little green raindrop, it says, is great for a wetland. The catchment that where the water flows into it pops up in the map, and there's some useful information on the side. It says, this is how big the catchment is, and this is the average slope. And if you put your wetland in here, it will collect this sediment and do this with nitrates and this with phosphate. So it was all about making it super easy and just to encourage people and inspire them from going, we've had this idea and this science is saying that it's going to work. And then Ainsley pulled together an amazing practical wetland directory as well.
Ainsley, farmer uptake's been pretty good regarding this tool?
Yeah, so the tool has only been out for a couple of weeks now. Initially, we had 5 trial farms. When we went round the trial farms to see if the mapping actually did make sense on the ground, all of the farmer engagement was just great. Every single farmer came back with something that they, with feedback that actually made the final tool a wee bit better. And what it really showed is that our farmers, our landowners, really know their land, and this tool was just something that kind of complemented that or gave a bit of confidence and encouragement to take that next step.
Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? Identifying what's under the soil and looking forward to generations to come, I suppose. And that's something that farmers have been really, really good at comprehending.
Yeah, it is. And people, I mean, farmers, landowners, they know their land the best. And so we just wanted just to help them just have the confidence to do that next wee bit. And, I mean, the wetland directory, it's written in a really... It's got lots of photographs, there's lots of our farmers in it, and it's stuff like what plants do you put in, and, well, I've had an idea, what do I do next? And, oh, where can I hire a digger from? So we just wanted just to help people, you know, and I think... I'm already excited about what happens next. I mean, we're hoping other catchment groups take this idea and make it even bigger and better. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it could be done for the whole of the Ariti? Because if we can get wetlands throughout the catchment, then that's going to just be amazing for water quality and for reducing flooding. And, I mean, a duck pond's a wetland, and people love going out to them, and they're great for, you know, the plants and the animals, as well as all the great stuff they do with water.
So, Ainsley, whereabouts can people find this tool online?
Yeah, so at the moment, people can, if you just go into your Google search tab and you just chuck in Midoriti and click Midoriti Wetland Tool, it should be the first thing that kind of pops up. If that doesn't work, then you can head on over to Thriving Southland's website and then have a look at their projects page or their Midoriti page on their website.
Sarah Thorne and Ainsley Adams out of Thriving Southland, always great to chat.
Awesome. Thank you, Andy.